thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
We had a reading by Matthew there, which was great. And the last verse in that was in that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Before I start into that, first of all, for a few minutes, just want to say to you that it has been an absolutely amazing privilege over the past number of years to have had the opportunity to take the company section for their Christian education program. I've counted that an incredible privilege, and it's probably not too big a stretch to say that I really love those boys. They are fantastic young men, and it's just great to see them growing day by day. This year we have been looking at the theme, as already been said, Jesus is better. And we started with Jesus is better than Adam, and then better than Abel and Noah, better than Isaac, better than Joseph, better than Moses, and better than David. And that's where I finished. And Naomi now will be covering the last three in that series of Jesus is Better, with lessons on the characters of Jonah, and then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then Better Than Esther. So that's where you're headed over the next 3 weeks. Of course, according to the book of Hebrews, Jesus has a better ministry than anyone else, because he is the mediator of a better covenant, built on better promises with a better sacrifice, that is himself, as he sacrificed himself on the cross for us. There are so many aspects shown in the book of Hebrews that we could have read tonight, so many passages, so many verses that we could have alluded to, but there are just so many aspects shown in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is better. And tonight, because of the great multitude of references to Jesus being better, we can only focus on three major areas for just a couple of minutes. First of all, Jesus better because it's a better covenant. A better covenant, or a better agreement, is maybe a clear understanding for those who are younger, or a better testament. As you know, we have the Old Testament and the New Testament in our Bibles, with the Old Covenant, the Old Agreement, and the New Testament and the New Agreement, Old and New Covenants. It was in the days of the Old Covenant that the sinner had to repeatedly present animal offerings to the Lord God to obtain remission of sins. And in the New Covenant, sinners are forgiven through this one-time sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross. Jesus is better. The old covenant was rather restrictive in that it was made with Israel, God's special people. The new covenant embraces all nations, and it embraces all people, such that all who repent of their sins and receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior are saved by his grace, and they become his treasured possessions. Jesus is better. So we have, in essence, a better covenant, a better agreement. But we have better promises, better promises. The promises of the old covenant were conditional upon the fulfillment of its terms by the Hebrew people. We all know what conditions mean. It means that if you do this, then I can do that. It was they were conditional. It offered life to those who kept the law, as we read in Exodus 19. It contained the commandments, as we read in Exodus chapter 20, in which were, of course, expressed the righteous will of God for the people. It contained judgments, as we read in Exodus chapter 21, governing Israel's whole social life and ideals. It also contained ordinances in Exodus 24 right through 31, dealing with the religious lifestyle, religious life of Israel. Herein is the problem, though. The problem is that the law highlighted mankind's sin, but it could not deal with man's sin. Hence the continual sacrificial system on and over and over and over again, because there was nothing that could appease the righteousness of God. The covenant referred to as the new covenant, the New Testament in his blood, stands in complete contrast to that Mosaic covenant, for its promises are better and its terms are unconditional once a person has entered in. Jesus made himself the one great sacrifice for sins forever on the cross, so that the person who will come to him and receive him as their personal savior can have eternal life right now. In Jesus, we have the promise, this wonderful promise, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Better promises. In Jesus, we have the promise that all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. John 6:37. When Jesus told the disciples in the upper room on the eve of his death, and he said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you," he said, "I will come back and take you to be with myself, that where I am, there you may be also." His promise included sitting with Christ on his throne, as we read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And so we could go on and on, but many are the great and the precious promises of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are the great and precious promises given to those who are inheritors of salvation. That is, to those who come realizing that we have no merit of our own, but we can place our faith in the merit of Christ, who has died upon the cross for all of our sins, in order that we can have a completely clean slate. Just simply by repenting of our sins, receiving him as personal savior by faith. That's it. So we have the better covenant, we have the better promises, but we have the better sacrifice. The better sacrifice. The concept of a better sacrifice is mentioned extensively in the book of Hebrews. The author of Hebrews explains that Jesus' sacrifice was better than all of the Levitical priesthood sacrifices of the old covenant, because it was a perfect offering that satisfied God once and for all. That's what makes the difference. The Levitical sacrifices, on the other hand, were imperfect. And we know they're imperfect because they had to be repeated over and over and over and over again, but could not satisfy once and for all a holy and righteous God. But the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross could and did. The author of Hebrews also explains that Jesus' sacrifice was better because it made total forgiveness of sins possible to everybody in the here and now, once and for all. And the Levitical sacrifices of the old covenant could never do this. Just the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So in summary, the better sacrifice refers to Jesus' sacrifice, which was made perfect, made forgiveness of sins possible, and based on a better covenant, better promises, better priesthood. Everything is better in the new. The new covenant is so much better. Better because it is eternal, because it cannot be broken. It's a covenant of grace That means unmerited favor. It means that you get that which you did not deserve. We don't deserve this so great salvation from a holy God, but he gives it to us on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus on the cross and our acceptance and our placing our faith totally in that work. Have you ever done that? Because you haven't, you don't know what you're missing out on. Life, abundant life. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. An abundance of life. Not only an abundance of life, but eternal life. Life that goes on and on and on and on into spanning time, into God's great eternity. How wonderful is that? New covenant is better because it's eternal. It can't be broken. It's the covenant of grace, which means that salvation is this free gift from God for all who will come to God through the provision that he has made. And that's the key. And how often, well, I did it, but I was young. And I tried to do things my way. You know, like the old song, I did it my way. And I tried all sorts. Just being better. Dressing better. Cutting out things that I thought would offend God. Of course, which we did. And I tried all sorts of works. But then, of course, it's by grace that we're saved through faith. That not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. It's all of God. And so he offers to each and every one of us this so amazing salvation to all who will come to him. And that's why we read, is it not, in that beautiful, well-known scripture of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. And so through the new covenant you can have this evening. This is the great hope and the great message of it. You don't have to wait and put it off until you think it's a better day or a right time. In fact, that is exceptionally dangerous, because none of us really know if we have another minute or another time to receive him. Time can end just like that. And so through the new covenant, you can have this forgiveness of sins. You can have full assurance of eternal life here and now, and also the assurance of heaven when your time on earth is over. I want to say to you, and I will contend from the truth of God's word, Jesus is better, and his so great salvation is amazing. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.